Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. I'm trying to figure out why we can't have consistency in how we look at and or evaluate the quarterback position. We have nuance and we have consistency at every other position in the NFL, right? We've acknowledged that there are different types of cornerbacks, right? We've acknowledged that not every cornerback is the same type of cornerback. You have man quarterbacks, you have zone quarterbacks. We don't have the same type of quarterbacks. It's not all the same. It's not all it's not just one cornerback, and that's it. Right? Because we understand that the game that we love, the NFL, is not just one type of game. So your man-to-man cornerbacks, those guys who really excel at man, they tend to play in defenses that are a little bit more aggressive, right? But those teams that like to bend but don't break, the ones that like to set traps for you, those are the teams that usually will employ zone corners. And we don't diss the zone corner when the zone corner is not playing man well. We just acknowledge that that's a zone corner. We don't get mad at the man corner when he's not very good at playing off the ball, because we acknowledge he's a man corner. We accept who they are and what they do within that world, right? We do it everywhere. There are linebackers who are better blitzers than they are coverage guys. There are defensive linemen who are pass rushers. There are defensive linemen who are run stoppers. Rarely do you get the people who can do both. Rarely do you get the guys who can pass rush and run stop. When you get those guys who can pass rush and run stop, those guys make a lot of money in the NFL. Those guys tend to make the type of money that make other people jealous, right? The funny part is, though, right, in those situations, the guy who can pass rush and run stop, doesn't get paid more money than the guy who's just good at pass rushing. And so because of that, because he's not valued the way that he should be valued, he tends to stop run stopping, right? Those guys who are elite level pass rushers, they just continue to focus on pass rushing. Why? Because that's what they're getting paid the most money to do anyway. Right. When I look at the fact that Chris Jones, defensive tackle with the Chiefs, Like when you think about a guy like Chris Jones with the Chiefs, how he can't get a long-term deal done, even though what he does for defense is infinitely more valuable than what Nick Bosa does, right? Yet Nick Bosa gets a quarterback contract. They give Nick Bosa a quarterback contract just to rush the passer. It tells you everything you need to know about, right, the differences in positions. But we acknowledge that there's differences. We acknowledge that it's not the same. We're willing to do that. We're willing to do that everywhere except for at the quarterback position. At the quarterback position, we have decided that everybody has to play the game the exact same way. And if they don't play the game the exact same way, then we're going to just call them terrible. We're going to make names. We're going to make fun of them. We're going to talk about how trash they are. If they don't play the game the way that the establishment wants them to play the game, if they don't play the game the way that the establishment tells them that they want them to play the game, then the results are, oh, he can't play, right? There's only one caveat to that, right? We'll say that players who can't be that dynamic can't play, right? But then at the same time, we'll establish that you can have a game manager. Now, here's the issue, right? And this is where we get into only certain quarterbacks can do this, because only certain quarterbacks are allowed to be game managers. Only certain quarterbacks are allowed to be in positions where they don't have to make big plays. They just have to not mess up. Ryan Tannehill has been allowed to be a game manager in Tennessee and receive over $100 million, and he has not won a single game for the Titans. Not a game that matters. The year after year after year, they continue to roll Ryan Tannehill out there in Tennessee. Why? Because they know he won't mess it up. Except when he does mess it up, nobody comes and says, he's horrible, he can't play, he doesn't know what he's doing. Ryan Tannehill was bad. He was so bad in his first few years that his original team that drafted him with a first round pick, a high first round pick, got rid of him. They were like, yo, we good. Go do something else. They didn't trade him. They didn't stash him away and try to like rehabilitate him. No, they said, go away. He had one good season for Miami. And then after that, that was it. That was curtains. It was over for Ryan Tannehill. You know why? Because in that time, they figured out that he was not very good. I don't understand how certain quarterbacks are allowed to operate in a way and other quarterbacks are not allowed to operate in a way, right? We've decided somewhere along the line that we're going to allow certain guys to be game managers, right? But none of those guys are allowed to look like me. None of those guys are allowed to look like me. I believe Jacoby Brissett to be one of the best game managers in the NFL. Yet he is not allowed to operate like a game manager because every time he manages the game, he's not going to put up super stellar yards. He's not going to put up 30 plus touchdowns, but he's going to keep you in the game and give you a chance to win it at the end. He's going to keep you in the game. He's going to give you a chance to win it in the end, right? But every time he's in that manager role, guess what they do? They go out and get another quarterback. They go out and get another quarterback. Tyrod Taylor is a game manager plus. He's going to manage the game well for you. He's not going to put you in bad positions. He's going to take what you give him. Plus, he's going to give you something else as a runner, right? He's going to give you some dynamics as a runner. And yet, Tyrod Taylor can't keep a job as a starting quarterback. However, we can look through the annals of the NFL and find several quarterbacks that don't look like me who have been allowed to operate and continue to either fight for starting jobs or have starting jobs by being game managers. Yet anytime there is a dynamic quarterback who doesn't do it the traditional way, when they have one bad game, doesn't take more than one, when they have one bad game, we automatically say they suck. They shouldn't be playing the position. Move them to running back. Move them to wide receiver. Right? That's what we do. And we don't have to go and look back at previous. We don't have to look back at previous years and go, well, you know, last year he did this and the year before he did this. You know why? Because we don't look back at previous years for the other guys. Josh Allen, right? Josh Allen was given a pass for his entire rookie year. Then he was given a pass for the entire first half of his second year. He got it popping in the second half of his second year. He had a really good third year. And since that third year, he has consistently and gradually regressed back to the Josh Allen that we knew at Wyoming. Lots of interceptions. Lots of bad decisions with the football. Right? Who has the most interceptions in the NFL since Josh Allen came into the league? The answer, Josh Allen. He has the most interceptions, the most turnovers in the NFL since he came in the league. And yet, nobody says, Josh Allen, he is what we thought he was. Josh Allen, he's not good. Josh Allen, he needs to be replaced. Josh Allen, no, right? Because he's had some stellar games. He's had some games where he's balled out. So nobody says that about Josh Allen. Why do we hate Justin Fields so much? Why do they hate Justin Fields so much? He is in year three, game one. Right? Year three, game one, his second year in a system. He had a bad game. He doesn't normally turn the ball over, but he had a bad game. Now, Justin Fields is not getting it done the same way that Josh Allen is getting it done. He's not throwing the ball all over the place, right? They're asking him to be more of a runner. When you have to be the leading rusher and the quarterback for your team, there's a value there. But we don't seem to quantify that value the same. And that's why guys like Justin Fields, i.e., all of the running quarterbacks, the guys who run the ball and are asked to be That's why they've had to wait on contract extensions. That's why we got a contract extension for Joe Burrow. There was never any static about it. We got a contract for Justin Herbert. Never any static about it. We got a contract for Josh Allen, who actually plays just like many of these other dudes that look like me, except he turns the ball over more. He got a contract extension, no static. No static on the contract extensions. So when he gets the contract extension with no static, right? When he gets the contract extension with no static, when those guys get the contract extension with no static, no, hey, do we really want to pay this person this much money? Hey, is this person really worth this type of money? We don't get any of that with those, but the question was asked when it came to Lamar Jackson. He had to play chicken with the Baltimore Ravens in order to get his money. Had to play on a fifth-year option. Right? He had to go and take the chance of being franchise tagged. And then the team did him dirty because they put him on the franchise tag where he can go look for a trade. But now it was going to cost the team 4 first-round picks in order to trade for him. How can you support a $250 million quarterback if you give away all your first-round picks for the next 4 years? Right? Like, every time we turn around, we have people who give the pass to certain quarterbacks but don't give the pass to others. Jerome Parham, a diabolical hater. He might actually hate black people. I don't know for real. Because all he does as a black man is crap on black quarterbacks. I'll never see him say nothing about the white quarterbacks. It's cool. He says that Justin Fields is worse than Jameis Winston. And I could argue to you, I love you, Parham, you know that. I could argue to you that Jameis Winston wasn't bad. Jameis Winston, for all of the negatives that came with him, also had positives. For all the negatives that came with him, he had a lot of positives. And had he gone to or been in an offense that was more predicated on, you know, designing things that worked and went around his skill set better, he could have had even more success. Now, his turnovers, where his turnovers, right? But when you put him in an offense with a quarterback or an offensive coordinator that says, no risk it, no biscuit, if he was in an offense where they said, no risk it, no biscuit, where he said, hey, just throw it, and you got a guy like Winston who, for lack of a better terms, is going to try to win the game regardless of how many mistakes he makes or regardless of how many mistakes his team makes. Guess what? That's, you're going to get those games where he throws a lot of picks. But that's never the case with Josh Allen. Why? Because his team was better and his team won more games. But Josh, look, somebody go and look up how many interceptions Josh Allen has thrown in his first 5 seasons versus how many interceptions Jameis Winston threw in his first 5 seasons. And tell me the difference. The difference is going to be he runs more. He's Jaheim Winston, right? If Josh Allen was Jerome Allen, we'd be having a whole different conversation. So these guys are not playing on the same field. They're not playing on the same battlefield. They don't get the same kind of love. Nobody said anything about Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones was bad. He was bad. He was decent as a rookie. He was then bad for 3 years. Sorry, he was bad for two straight years. He was then decent again last year. His best year, but decent. And then they gave him $40 million. This year he comes out, has one of the worst games I've seen a quarterback have. They blamed everybody but him. They blamed the offensive line. They blamed the receivers. They blamed the running backs. They blamed the coaching staff. They blamed everybody but Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones might be the most bulletproof quarterback I've ever seen in the NFL. He never gets any of the blame, not from the people that matter. Other people blame him. Outside entities blame him, but the people who really should be holding him accountable, they just keep giving him passes. Horrible game from him. Nobody said, get him out of here. He should play tight end. He should play wide receiver. None of the vitriol. I mean, you had guys on Twitter cursing and screaming and bold caps and exclamation points about how bad Justin Fields was. And then when I went and looked at his game and the stats as they ended up, and I looked at Josh Allen, it's not even comparable. Josh Allen was horrible. Ryan Tannehill was horrible, right? Jones was horrible. Joe Burrow, horrible. You know what people said? It's just one game. He'll bounce back. Only certain quarterbacks get this type of treatment. Let a black quarterback that's getting a little bit of money have a bad game in the NFL and watch how many times people start mock drafting a new quarterback to that team. Philadelphia had Jalen Hurts as the quarterback. And every year that Jalen Hurts has started as a quarterback, they have mocked a quarterback to be drafted by Philly. Jalen Hurts has taken Philadelphia to the playoffs three straight years. And every single year until now, because he just got a brand new contract, they have mock draft a quarterback to go to Philly. Somebody make it make sense. Meanwhile, Sam Howell is just allowed to be pedestrian in Washington. Baker Mayfield has a job. When we look at, Derek Carr. Derek Carr. So when we talk about the different ways these quarterbacks are viewed, when we talk about the different ways that these quarterbacks are seen, what's the difference? Why are only certain quarterbacks being allowed to be mediocre? Sometimes I think people don't realize like what the word mediocre means. Right? Because mediocre doesn't mean bad. Mediocre means average. Why are certain quarterbacks allowed to be average and others are not? Because Justin Fields, when you take the totality of what he does as a quarterback, when they put him in a position, once they stopped trying to make him Joe Burrow and just allowed him to be Justin Fields in the second half of the season, they were competitive. They were in games. They didn't have a lot of stuff behind them, right? They went out and got and drafted and brought in some guys for the offensive line. They had a bad game. It's cool. They went out and got a wide receiver. The coaching staff didn't target him enough, right? All of the same stuff that you could say about some of these other quarterbacks, except you only give those excuses to certain guys. You only give those excuses to certain guys. And until we start at this position, judging everybody fairly, until we at this position start acknowledging that not everybody gets it done the same way, that your quarterback who has 180 yards passing or 175 yards passing and 100 yards rushing is just as valuable as your quarterback who throws for 300 yards. Until we get that, we're going to have issues. We're going to have issues. Those issues will never stop. Those issues will never end. Those issues are issues that we are going to always have until somebody points it out bigger than my platform. By the way, shout out. We're over 5,000. I feel like I just came in here and said we was over 4,000, and now we over 5,000. Keep the numbers rolling. I appreciate y'all. But this is the issue that we have. No respect for the establishment, right? No respect for the establishment. Not everybody gets it done the same way, but there's a respect level that comes with it. If you do this well, I'm going to respect this. If you do that well, I'm going to respect that. Until we get it, we're just out here deciding we want to pick on people just because we didn't have them high coming out of college. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. Do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. If you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Till next time, peace.